Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Friday, November the 19th. It's National Play Monopoly Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Monopoly Land. Yes, a new theme park where you can experience the fantasy land of free parking, luxury tax, and the fact that rich people can actually go to jail. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A fantastic Friday indeed. Currently 4 degrees, working our way up to a high of only 6 today, but sunny skies and looking like a bit of a gray and perhaps wet weekend later on Sunday. And on National Play Monopoly Day, let's have a random shout out to Hasbro. Yes, and you know, when it comes to board games about buying real estate and amassing wealth, Hasbro really has the monopoly.
Oh, has they?
Oh, they has. Oh, they had.
Oh, good golly. Well, National Play Monopoly Day recognizes the iconic board game that lands us on Park Place, Boardwalk, or even in jail. Monopoly is one of the most popular board games in the world. Originally based on a board game designed by Elizabeth Maggie in 1902. And since then, the game's been played by over 500 million people. And there are many versions. I picked up a U2 version of Monopoly at a garage sale. It was so hard to play because the streets have no name. Yes, I did. Mark was suggesting playing Monopoly, but in a different version. He wanted us to set up two Monopoly boards next to each other and play Stereopoly.
Actually, I believe the YouTube version was called Bonopoly.
Oh, no. Oh, good one, sir. Good one. Well done. Well, since we're into music, let's get to tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? I heard a little ditty by Ariana Grande and Victoria Monet that we probably can't play. We probably can't even say the title.
It's a good song if you want to listen to that, but yes, we shouldn't play it here.
Okay.
But this is one of those days where, because it was so obscure, I had to really do a deep dive. And I found an instrumental song by a jazz pianist by the name of Bud Powell. And I'd never heard of... Now, I'm not like the huge jazz connoisseur, but I know the major people. And he was a protege of some of the jazz legends that we would know, Thelonious Monk and people of that nature. And he was actually seen as almost like a prodigy. He was also a protege of Charlie Parker's. And it's funny because I've heard those names, but I haven't heard his name, Bud Powell. But he's a really tragic story. He's one of those people that was probably just born a true genius. But growing up in Harlem in the early 1900s wasn't easy for a black person. Growing up in 2021 isn't easy for a black person. But he was, after he's introduced to all those people during that Harlem Renaissance era, where a lot of the jazz musicians in Harlem were just doing amazing things, and you had this enclave of genius that just produced incredible work, including Dizzy Gillespie as well. Like, these are all the people. When you think about all the greats just in these small area of the city, right? And anyway, and so he really was a huge protege. And I guess he was attacked one night after, it was a racially based attack. And he was also beaten by the police. And after those two incidents, was just never the same. Developed a lot of, like, some brain injury issues, had really bad headaches. In the end, developed schizophrenia. Just really sad, but just a true genius. And Bud Powell, he does have a song called Monopoly. So when you listen to it, though, and you hear the playing, they said that his fingers, some of the fastest changes and some of the quickest movements of any piano player. So true genius, true protege of some of the greats, and somebody I'd really never heard of. So thank you, Monopoly Day, for do a deeper dive. But yeah, definitely take a listen to Monopoly by Bud Powell. And like, just his story alone, I'm like, his story should be a movie, because he went through so much. Electroshock therapy in hospitals. He was like, just a bunch of stuff this guy went through. Yeah. And also did a, I just even saw here, did a concert here at Massey Hall in the 50s. So just as a true, one of those people that probably had life been a little different, we would have, many of us would have known his name along every other name. He would have been more of the sort of the household name as opposed to the name that maybe just some people knew because they were jazz enthusiasts. So yeah, shout out to Bud Powell, a genius of his time, and the song Monopoly.
And what a series of legends that he's connected with, too. This Unbelievable.
And there's many more. I just named a small amount of those legends.
Yeah, yeah.
When you see people like that connecting with, you know they're great, you know?
Yeah. And just missed his time. And you said Charlie Parker. My brain automatically went to Ray Parker.
Who's also a great musician, but a little bit later. Yeah. Little bit later. Later in the 1900s for Ray Parker.
Wow, what a great selection to add to our list, and you know, shake it up with a little bit of jazz and maybe some cool listening for the weekend. Right on. Let's get to Ventures with Venturo. Hey Venturo, great website yesterday, well worth repeating. Actua, actua.ca. On our website somewhere and in some mythical show notes. That's great. What do you got for us this weekend?
It's Friday. Fun Friday. Got to share some interesting things with you today, guys. I'm pretty sure that Monopoly must be in one of the top 5 board games, right? Yeah, it must.
So for sure.
Not looked it up, but I'm pretty sure. Have any of you guys played the mobile version of Monopoly? I didn't even know that there's a mobile version. I found it out today.
I'm a little bit leery of accepting online suggestions from you.
Oh, there's an app for everything, right?
Yeah, but I'm not suggesting it, right? I'm not suggesting, but it was just interesting that there was a mobile version that was released in 2008 on the iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so no suggestions, JD, because you know, it won't end well. Won't end well at all. All right, but so my suggestion this weekend, guys, the board game is such a lovely game. But have any of you guys ever played any games with any friends and the friendship was just never the same?
Words with friends.
Words with friends.
No competition whatsoever.
I don't know, man. You have some people that whatever they're playing games, man, they take it to a next level and it never ends well, right? I remember when I was a teen, I used to go to my friend's house to play this video game. And I remember I would always lose. And so I started practicing, right? And then I went over one day and I just beat his shirt off, right? And the guy got so upset, the guy just ran me out of his house. So,
you get for beating their own
out. You know, right? But playing game is fun. So if you can, guys, this weekend, if you have the Monopoly board game and you have some people to play with, it's really a fun game to go play. Play that and enjoy. I have another suggestion for you guys. This one is probably not for the kids, but it's a show that I really love. If you are looking for a laugh this weekend, go check out Impractical Jokers. All right? You'll definitely get a laugh watching that show. It's a group of 4 friends and they challenge each other to a series of awkward and outrageous dares. And trust me, it's pretty funny. So go check that out, Impractical Jokers. You can go watch that on Netflix.
It sounds like
Just me, it's funny. It's funny. All right, that's it from me, guys. Have a good weekend, everybody.
And may your weekend be filled with fun shows and good games and hopefully not a Monopoly board flipped over and money thrown all over the place. There's not a living room that hasn't had that happen, I don't think.
Or Forex trading.
Yeah, all's quiet on the Forex trading front these days. I better ramp that back up again, see what's really going on. All right, it is Friday. Time for Friday's Joke of the Week.
You know what, actually, I just found our Monopoly set, but without instructions. Really, what are the chances? Anyway, let's move on. Actually, you did hear about the millennial edition of Monopoly?
Yeah.
One where people just wander around the board paying rent, but never really being able to buy anything. awful. Anyway, I do remember getting to the Friday Funny about going to Toys R Us years ago with my girls, and my youngest wanted to buy a little toy car. So she had her little wallet filled with Monopoly money. My eldest daughter, at 8, being so sophisticated, said to her, "Don't be silly. You can't pay with that. It's not real money." To which my youngest shot back, "Well, duh, it's not a real car." Kids.
Goodness gracious. All right, well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. And for those who've just found us, welcome. Remember, if you like our show, subscribe and tell your friends. And if you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them make up their own minds. Have a great weekend, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.